Though Nick's comment was meant as a joke and provoked a shallow laugh among the group, the sad truth of it seemed to deflate the room. Jan spoke next. I think all of us would probably say that we consider our teams more important than this one. She hesitated before finishing her thought. But no one more than me. That comment grabbed the attention of everyone at the table. Do you want to explain that? Catherine asked gently. Well, as everyone here knows, I'm pretty tight with my people. Of my 8 direct reports, 5 have worked for me at other companies, and I'm something of a parent to them. Carlos joked. She's a den mother. They laughed. Jan smiled and nodded her head. Yeah, I'd have to agree. It's not that I'm overly emotional or anything like that. It's just that they know I do almost anything for them. Catherine nodded, as though she were figuring it all out. Martin defended Jan. That's not a bad thing. My engineers know that I protect them from distraction and obstacles, and they work their butts off for me as a result. Jan added, and they don't quit when things get tough. My people are extremely loyal. Catherine just listened, but Nick sensed that she was about to offer a counterpoint. Are you saying that this is a problem? I would think that you want us to be good managers. Of course I do, Catherine assured them all. I'm glad to hear how strongly you feel about your staffs, and it's very consistent with what I learned during my initial interviews. The room waited, as if to say, so what's the problem? Catherine continued, but when a company has a collection of good managers who don't act like a team, it can create a dilemma for them and for the company. You see, it leads to confusion about who their first team is. Jeff asked for clarification. First team? Yes, your first team. And all of this relates to the last dysfunction, putting team results ahead of individual issues. Your first team has to be this one. She looked around the room to make it clear that she was referring to the executive staff. As strongly as we feel about our own people, and as wonderful as that is for them, it simply cannot come at the expense of the loyalty and commitment we have to the group of people sitting here today. The team digested her remarks and the difficulty that they implied. Jan spoke first. This is a tough one, Catherine. I mean, it would be easy for me to sit here and agree with you and give you a half-hearted assurance that this would be my first team, but I just don't see how I can abandon what I've worked so hard to build in my department. Carlos tried to find a happy medium. I don't think you have to abandon it. He looked to Catherine for confirmation. She squinted, as if dreading having to hold a line. Well, you don't have to destroy it, but you do have to be willing to make it secondary. And for many of you, that might very well feel like abandonment. Somewhat discouraged, the group considered the difficult proposition. Jeff tried to lighten the mood. Think how crappy this has been for me. You guys were my first team. I didn't have anyone else to go to and complain. Everyone, including Mikey, laughed. And as much as Jeff was joking, they could see that there was a kernel of truth to what he said, and they felt sorry for him. Catherine felt the need to drive a point home. I don't know how else to say this, but building a team is hard. No one spoke. Catherine could see doubt on their faces, but she wasn't deterred by it, because it didn't seem to be about whether building the team was important, but rather whether they could actually do it. Catherine always preferred that kind of doubt.